Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is now. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today. And by the way, happy February already.
Wow, it's amazing, isn't it? The year's slipping by us. I had a very interesting conversation in the past couple of weeks with a major corporation in the state. I've been invited to be the keynote speaker at kind of the internal innovation conference. And one of the things they were interested in, their CEOs put on the table, is, you know, they have thousands of employees, and how do they get their employees to own innovation? Companies made this transition with quality several decades ago. I mean, it used to be that, you know, if a machine produced defective parts, you had penalties for the employees for not doing their job, and then somebody kind of realized that, you know what, if we want to have better parts, we need a better system. And so they started working on the system to produce quality. And in fact, they gave workers authority. They owned quality. And if something was wrong, they stopped the line, fixed the problem, and started again. And I think we're at that point in innovation where you got thousands of people in an organization. And right now what happens is we have an R&D group or we have an innovation group, and they're kind of charged with owning innovation. And I think realistically, thousands of people across an organization should own it just like they own quality. One of the things that somebody on this call said was, you know, if you take to a place like Silicon Valley, what they do is they celebrate failure. And that really struck me as kind of odd because, you know, I don't think any of us celebrate failure. I don't know about you. I failed a bunch. And it wasn't pretty, and it was pretty painful, and it's not something I'd like to go back and do again. I think a better way to frame this is I have an idea. You know, I've got some informed intuition. I know a little bit about a market and a little bit about some capabilities, and I think I have an idea about how to solution. And I go out and I talk to customers, and inevitably, you know, they'll say, well, John, you just don't quite have that right. And so then the next question is, okay, what is the problem? And they start to tell you what the problem is. And you reframe it based on kind of what you learned. And so success was not proven that your original idea was right, because you know what? It probably isn't. Success was learning what was right. Finding out that what you originally conceived wasn't right isn't a failure because you've learned something. And that's a big inflection point, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like the lean startup model that we've talked about from years back.
Precisely. I mean, that's exactly right. You know, you go through a very systematic way of trying to discover what the market is. So success is not proving that your original idea is right. Success is going out and iterating to what customers say is right. And, you know, there's another aspect of this where you go out and talk to people who have capabilities. So, you know, customers can visualize a lot of things, but it has to be something that you can deliver reliably, consistently, you know, at an effective price. And that's where you need to kind of connect into to the people that have capabilities. And from a corporation's perspective, a major corporation like the one I'm going to talk to, there's going to be a room of 100 people, and all these people have a lot of informed intuition. And the reality is there'll be some people that emerge as the winners in this audience, you know, the folks that have the best ideas that get traction in the marketplace. But it's almost impossible on the front end to predict who those folks are. So the company needs to manage this as a portfolio. And I know you have an investment background. That's something that you believe in a lot, right, that if you invest in a portfolio of opportunities, you're much more likely to have a predictable return than if you invest in any given opportunity itself.
It's always good to be diversified.
Always good to be diversified. So I think combining those two things, the lean startup idea that you talked about, that the idea that you're looking for is not in your lab, it's out with customers, and you got to go get this idea out into the world and let people react to it, and then combine this with the idea kind of a portfolio strategy, that the predictability of a portfolio is much greater than any particular idea in that portfolio. Now, if we can get big corporations kind of buying into that framework, I think they can be much more successful over time in betting on the winners without being prescient, you know, before this starts about who the big winners are going to be.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking for our business community?
Well, Mike, the McNair Entrepreneurship Showcase is coming up
February 9th. Dirk Brown is the endowed chair of the McNair Institute. Should be a good way for listeners to plug into entrepreneurship across the state.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.